Bibles, please, to Genesis chapter 2. I'm going to teach again on the science of marriage tonight. Dedicate this to my good friend Bill Graham. The science of marriage. As I said, we're going to use some Bible verses, but mainly I'm going to talk to you tonight, and I really want to just chat with you. I want to try to help you, and I really believe I can if you'll let me. Genesis chapter 2, verse number 18. And the Lord said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make an helpmeet for him." Now he describes how he did it. "And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, to the fowl of the air, to every beast of the field. But for Adam," and I think this is one of the funniest scriptures. I don't know why, but it's funny to me. "But to Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. He prayed to the tiger by, and the hyena by, and the rhinoceros by. Adam said, 'They don't turn me on.'" And it says there was not, talk about all these animals, the fowl of the air, the beast of the field, everything. "And there was not found an helpmeet for him." Some of you guys, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam." Now, if Adam stayed awake, we wouldn't have had to mess with you gals, I'm fairly sure. "The Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, 'This is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman because she was taken out of man.'" Here's my text verse tonight. "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." I think while I'm at it, I'll just read a few other verses with you. Turn, please, if you would, to Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19, verse number 5. "And said, 'For this cause shall a man leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder.'" Now when God decides to put something in the Bible one time, that's all he needs to make it true. It just takes one nail to hang your hat on, and one time is all must be said. When God chooses to put the same thing, both in the first book of the Old Testament and the first book of the New Testament, it's very important. Now turn to Mark chapter number 10. Mark chapter number 10, verse number 6. "But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. So then there are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder." There are very few statements mentioned three times in the Bible. I mean, just practically word for word. And we've had three times the same statement's been made. Now turn, please, to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 31. Ephesians 5:31. "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife." Now that's the same word in the Greek. I looked it up this afternoon. Same word in the Greek that's cleaved. Says cleave to his wife. That's Matthew chapter 19 and Mark chapter 10. It says, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined or cleave unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh." Our Heavenly Father, I really believe tonight our church needs to hear what I'm going to say. I pray you'd help me to have the attention of every married couple. And I pray especially for the attention of those who are being married sometime this summer, for those who are approaching the age of marriage. I pray you'd give me their attention tonight as I try to help. That's all I want to do is help, please. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm set up straight, I crack this way, and I mean it when I say I'm not going to speak long tonight. Some of you, and look right this way now, some of you will not agree with what I'm going to say. Some of you overly protective parents will not agree with what I'm going to say. And by the way, some good people are not going to agree with what I'm going to teach tonight. But it's in the Bible, and I assure you that nothing will be said tonight that cannot be taken, proved in the Bible. Here in the Garden of Eden, we have the first marriage. Now follow me. God performs the first wedding ceremony, and we have the first marriage in the history of mankind. God gives instructions about marriage. Now here's an interesting thing. There are no books for Adam and Eve to read. They can't go to the library and check out a book on marriage. There's not a single article that they can read. There's no magazine on marriage that they can, to which they can subscribe. There are no marriage counselors they can go to. There is no parental counsel. They don't have any parents. They have no pastoral counsel. They have no pastor. They have no ladies' seminar to attend. They have no talk shows about marriage. There are no videos or tapes about how to be a good wife or how to be a good husband. Now listen carefully. None of this, of what we normally think is important concerning preparing for marriage, none of this. All they had was the Word of God. Now, get this. God had plenty of time to give them all the words he wanted to give them. They had no schedule to keep. Adam didn't have to be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning. Eve didn't have to drive the kids to school. Had all the time. God could have taken all the time he wanted to take to tell them how to have, look at me now, how to have a happy marriage. So God said, I'm going to give you my word. And by the way, anything you're going to have successful, it's got to be built on the Word of God. But God, they had just the Word of God, and he gave them his complete lesson on how to have a happy marriage. He only needed two words, leave and cleave. Leave and cleave. That's all it said. Now, bear in mind, here we have omniscience, choosing how to instruct the first couple about marriage. Now listen carefully. Every couple I talk to who's having a problem, it's because of transgression of one of these words. Leave and cleave. Now I won't look at those two words tonight. I'm going to look at the last one first. The word is cleave. I'm going to read for you a verse. You don't turn to it because of time, but I'm going to read you a verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Now look at me. We get saved, we are joined unto the Lord, the Bible says. Now that word in the Greek is the word kolao, or koleo. We'd pronounce it K-O-L-L-A-O, kolao, kolao or kaleo. Now that word means to join together firmly. It means to cement or to glue. Now, that means, listen to me, that means when you got saved, you were cemented to God. You were glued to God. And you're there to stay. It says we are joined with the Lord. Now, don't leave me because I want to show you something that's going to shock you. We are joined with the Lord. The word is kolao or kaleo, K-O-L-L-A-O, we'd spell it. That means that our union with God is cemented, it's firm, and you can't lose it because you've done been cemented by the Holy Spirit to God himself. Now then, the word cleave in Matthew 19:5. Man shall leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife. And the word cleave in Mark 10:7. And the word cleave in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 21, the word cleave is a stronger form of the word kalao. It is pros kalao, P-R-O-S, which means it is an extra firm cementing or gluing. When God chose to tell us the secret of marriage, God used the same word He used for the Christian and God to be united at salvation, except God used a stronger word. Now that means that the wife and the husband should be as secure in their relationship as they are in their salvation. Cleave, leave, and cleave. Everybody in this room tonight who's having problems, you can bring up anything you want to bring up. And you can blame the other person all you want to. But it doesn't say cleave if the other person is what he ought to be. Didn't say leave mother and father and cleave to your good wife. Didn't say leave mother and father and cleave to your good husband. Doesn't say that. Now, let me ask you a question. Why don't you get as excited about all the Bible as you do about some of the Bible? Now, here it is. Leave and cleave. Now, some of you tonight are having marital problems, and the reason is because you're disobeying the part about leave. And others of you are disobeying the part about cleave. Don't you ever forget this. The all the seminar you'll ever need on marriage is what God gave, leave and cleave. All the books you need to read about marriage can be solved if you obey God, leave and cleave. All of the lectures you'll hear about marriage, counseling about marriage, all of it can be solved. That's all Adam and Eve had. God didn't say to Adam and Eve, now there are five areas where you're going to have trouble. He said, leave and cleave. He didn't say, now, let's discuss the finances. I do that all the time with people. And let's discuss your love life. And let's discuss your in-laws. They had no problem there. And that's one reason they got along so well. All God said was, leave and cleave. I hope you rebellious wives tonight, when you get home, hope you'll think about that. Leave and cleave. That's all. Now, your problem is, you didn't leave or you didn't cleave. One or the other. It means join to stay. It means stronger than the union we have with God Himself. Now notice this. It doesn't say cleave. No place in the Bible says that you're supposed to cleave to your children. No place. At no place. It says cleave to your husband or cleave to your wife. At no place in the Bible does it say cleave to your lady friend, you ladies, or to your male friends, you fellows. At no place. At no place in the Bible does it say cleave to your parents. It says leave your parents. At no place in the Bible does it say cleave to your job. It says cleave to your husband or wife. At no place in the Bible did it say, and I hate to say this, but at no place to say, cleave to your church. God said, I want you to be as close as the Father is with His people. And I'm going to bind you with more cement or glue and use a stronger word, not just the word kalea kalao, but the word proskalao, which is even a stronger word, cemented. Are glued. God says to cleave. Now, I'm thinking tonight about a lady I know. She cleaves to her daughter. She loves her daughter. She's a lousy wife. Has a terrible marriage because she cleaves to her daughter. Now some of you folks, you look like a fellow that's drinking liquor when I preach on whiskey tonight. I mean, boy, if I'm letting the HBO watchers have it, you love it. But there's no place in the Bible that says you shouldn't watch HBO. Don't misunderstand me. You shouldn't, because there's certain implications and truths in the Bible But there's a place in the Bible that says emphatically, leave and cleave. Leave and cleave. This lady I'm talking about right now is a good lady. Honest lady. Lady of character in every other area, except here. She cleaves her daughter. Now, I'll tell you something. You women here that cleave to your children, or you men that cleave to your children, God never told you to do that. I know a family where the married daughter would cleave to her parents. Now, we have four children. When they got married, they're gone. They're gone. I mean, not one time in the... How long have we been married, Jack? 15 years. Not one time have I ever come to him and said, you treat my daughter okay. No, and I won't. I won't. Why? Because God told her to leave us and cleave to him. Now, I know people that will not allow their married daughter or son to cleave. And I know people, I'm thinking about a family right now, where and they're good people. I'm not talking about wicked people. I'm talking about good people that believe every part of the Bible except this. If you're supposed to cleave to your mate, that means the parents are not supposed to make it hard to do. I'm thinking right now of a guy who cleaved, cleave or clubbed, cleave, clave, club. I cleave, I have clave, I cleave, I clave, I have club. Boy, I know grammar. One of my strongest points. I know a guy who never did leave his mama. He chose a wife and then he clave to his mama. I won't tell you this. I don't think I've ever told you, and I probably shouldn't. If my mother was still alive, I wouldn't. But she's alive, but and she's hearing me, so I better not tell you. When we came to Hammond, see, I of necessity was a mama's boy. Had to be. Didn't have a daddy. Barely had a sister. But I had to. I my sister got married when she was 8. And mama reared me alone. I was had to be a mama's boy. I had mother had to work in the spring and in the fall and the winter and the spring and in a public school, and I had to throw paper out and had to give my money to the mother, and then I had to work in the summer so I could help provide in the summer, and I was close as a boy could be to his mother. But when I got married, I left my mama. We came up here. Mother moved up here for a while. Lived over here on the corner of Webb and Lyman Street, right across from the park, Harrison Park. Mother decided that, and nobody had a better mother than I did, but Mother decided that she could rear the kids better than Ms. Hiles could. And so she decided that she was going to tell Ms. Hiles how to rear the kids. I never have said anything bad about my mother. I feel terrible about it, but I'm going to let her have it tonight. I went over here on the corner of Webb and Lyman Street, went up to the second floor of the apartment on the right, and I sat down, and I said, now, Mama, I don't want to do this. I don't want to have to choose between you and my wife. Listen to me. I don't want to. Please don't make me. But if you do, Mama, I've got a Bible that says I've got to choose my wife. Now, it broke Mother's heart. But it's the thing that God's leave and cleave. Leave. You say, Brother Hiles, what if your mother was right and knew about rearing kids, Brother Hiles did? Well, you can look at one of the kids she reared and tell she did no more than my wife does. She reared my sister. 1 out of 2 is not bad. But I'm saying that's not the issue. The issue is not who's right. The issue is leave and cleave. The issue is not I'll judge and make my decision as to whether I should let mother be in charge of this, or put mother first, or put Ms. Hiles first. That's not the issue. The issue is leave and cleave. I hope some of you gals and fellows will remember when you go to bed tonight. I hope it'll be leave and cleave, leave and cleave, leave and cleave, leave and cleave. Some of you that happen to be so unfortunate as to marry an imperfect woman, I hope it'll be leave and cleave. Some of you ladies that are so unfortunate as to marry a man that wasn't perfect, I hope through the night you'll sing leave and cleave. Somebody write a song, leave and cleave, leave and cleave. Leave and cleave. Leave and cleave. I'm saying, I'm thinking tonight about a fella who would, his mama was always in charge of his marriage. And his mama always came first. Now, if that mama's here tonight, would you keep your nose out of his business? Would you let your married daughter and her son, would you let them have their own? But I'll tell you what, I want to see to it that he treats her right. That's what the Bible says. No, it doesn't. Leave and cleave. Leave and cleave. You're not the guardian angel to protect your daughter from her husband. And you're not the omniscient one to protect your lovely, sweet, precious boy from his vicious wife. If that were scriptural, your parents would come out of the grave and come and straighten you up, ma'am. God's plan, no seminars, no books, no magazines, no counseling, no psychologist, no psychiatrist. Just the Word of God, and God said it won't be very long. And God tells the truth, and He said it won't be very long. Leave and cleave. I know a lady in another state who cleaves to her church. I know ladies who are lousy wives, but good church members. But they're not good Christians. God, I know men who cleave to some organization, but God says leave and cleave to each other. I know a lady who left her husband because she had a good lady friend, and I don't think there's nothing homosexual here at all. She happened to have a lady friend that she was closer to than she was her husband. So the Bible says leave mother and father and cleave to a good friend. No. Concerning marriage, God said, I'll sum it all up in two words, leave and cleave. Now, I promise you tonight, your problem is in one of those two words. Either you haven't left or you haven't cleft. That's pretty good, wasn't it? Thank you. Now, leave and cleave. Well, you say, Brother Hiles, I'll tell you, she's not going to treat my son that way. Leave and cleave. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to be sure that my daughter, he didn't mistreat my daughter. Leave and cleave.
Well, I'm going to run to my mama, and I'm going to tell my mama what she's done to me.
Leave and cleave. Well, I'm going to go to Daddy, and Daddy will straight leave and cleave. Well, you say, Brother Hiles, now, listen. If God had wanted to say more, He'd have said more. That's all He said. Leave and cleave. Now, the next word is leave. We got the word cleave. The word cleave, cement. Now the word leave. I checked that word leave. I spent 1 hour just checking that word leave. You know what it means? It means to abandon. Just like you'd take a baby and put him on somebody's doorstep and leave him there on the doorstep. The word is abandoned. I just don't see it. I didn't write it. I'm just reading it to you. 4 times in the Bible, leave and cleave. I just don't believe that. Well, you take that with the author of the book. I didn't write it. I'm just saying 4 times. God said, leave and cleave. Now, look, I know there's some good people who don't believe that. There's some good folks upset me right now. because I know a half a dozen right now that are upset. But it still says it. Why don't you get you an NIV Bible? Maybe it doesn't have leave and cleave. I'll get you Good News for Modern Man. I'd get one of each one and just find one that doesn't have leave and cleave in it. That's what I'd do. Now, what's the difference? Listen, what's the difference in you and John MacArthur? You just don't believe different parts of the Bible. What's the difference? John MacArthur doesn't believe the part about the blood, and you don't believe the part about leave and cleave. What's the difference with you and the Pope? You just disbelieve different parts of the Bible. It's sort of quiet in here tonight. Leave and flee. Now, the word leave means to abandon. It means to forsake. It means to leave behind.
And let me tell you some of the places used in the Bible.
Remember in Luke chapter 15, the story of the lost sheep? We sing the song, there were 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold. You know what it says? It didn't say left the 99 safely in the shelter of the fold. Say left the 99 in the wilderness. Here's a shepherd that had one lost sheep. There were 99 in the wilderness, and he was in charge of watching over those. One was lost. He left the 99 in the wilderness and went to seek the one. How long did he seek? Till he found it. Was it that was hours? Till he found it. Days? Till he found it. Months? Till he found it. And the word leave there is the same word that is where it says leave mother and father and cleave. Leave and cleave. It says that Peter left all and followed Jesus. Same thing. Left all and followed Jesus. When that little girl right there got in the car over here to leave with Jack Scott to go on her honeymoon, she left. And she cleft. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Now, you sit with the house. Would you like to run her life? I'd love to run her life. I'd love to. I could dead sure beat what he's doing. I'd love to do it. But that's not my business. I mean, she's not mine anymore. She's his. And she, God told her to leave me and this lady and cleave to him. That's your job. Didn't say leave and cleave if everything's okay. It said leave and cleave. Didn't say leave and cleave if I'm pleased with everything that they're doing. It says leave and cleave. It says the disciples, the fishermen, left their nets and followed Jesus. The same way that those fishermen left their nets, the same way that Peter left all and followed Jesus, the same way that shepherd left the 99 in the wilderness, you're supposed to leave your mother and your father. I'm going to lose some members tonight. I really am. Somebody's going to get mad at me tonight. But I want you to know, as you walk out the doors back there for the last time, you're rebelling against the Word of God and not Jack Hines. And I want you to know that you're a cotton-picking liberal. It says leave and cleave. Now, what does that mean? Let me give you some ideas. By the way, that doesn't mean get your name on a marriage license and keep it there. Young folks getting married, especially young folks that already are married, if he asks you to go, go. Please. But Eddie is going on a trip. He says to Jimmy, I don't know why I chose this, because I cut up with her about that one time, and I shouldn't use her. I'll use Dr. Jorgensen. He's going on a trip. He says to Ms. Jorgensen, won't you go with me? If I were she, I wouldn't do it. Let's use somebody else. That means cleave. That means cleave. That doesn't mean have your names just joined on a piece of paper. It means cleave. Have the same interest. I worry about you ladies that have your... Okay, let me be very, very careful about how I say this. But I worry about you ladies and you fellows who have your... Okay, let me take the ladies first because I want to use the same gender. I worry about you ladies that have your fun with lady friends and make love to your husband. I worry about you men that have your fun with your fellas, but then you make love to your wife. Bible says, cleave. If I were a wife, and I don't think I'm ever going to be. Well, I have seen some folks that have beards that I think could make good wives. And I've seen some ladies that had mustaches that do make pretty good wives. Anyway. Now here I go making somebody else mad. If I were a wife and my husband played golf, I'd learn to play golf. It's sort of sad when the guy has to go off with and cleave to somebody else. And all his wife is cook, his housekeeper, and his lover. And the same thing's true about women. Who'd rather be with the girls than be with their husbands? Leave and cleave. That means that you ought to get away from your children some. That means there ought to be times when you are together and ought to be regular times when you are together away from the kids.
But I worry about the kids.
You better worry about your marriage. Leave and cleave. That means work together, play together, cleave.
If something's stuck together, if you stick two things together, where one goes, the other goes. You know when America was decent? Do you know how America was? Zeb was his name. All farmers were named Zeb. Zeb and Mary lived together on the farm. He didn't know anybody yet. And she didn't know anybody else. They didn't get out of that house, off that farm, except on Saturday night. Go shopping, go to town. And on Sunday, to go to church. They were together. They played. That's how America used to be. I'm talking to people all over this room tonight. You just pass in the night. The truth is, I don't want to say this, but you'd rather go play golf with the boys than be with your wife. Or you'd rather go, you have more fun at the WMS circle than you do with your husband. Now, I'm for WMS, but the Bible didn't say cleave to WMS. Bible said leave and cleave. Leave and cleave. Now, I spend much of my life counseling, and I know a lot of you folks not looking at me tonight. I got you spotted. You're not looking at me. Because you are as rebellious as a queer when I'm preaching against a queer. And you like that, don't you? When I'm letting the queers have it, let them have it. I'm letting you have it tonight, very sweetly and lovingly. I'm like the guy that said, I love you. I would do thee no ill. I would not lift up my hand to harm thee. But you're standing where I'm about to shoot. That's the way I'm doing tonight. I've got a silencer on the gun. It's just sort of no big blast. Now, okay, change your mind. Get your Bible and scratch it out. Turn to Genesis 2 and scratch out leave and cleave. Well, you say he leave and cleave. But she leave and cleave. But leave and cleave. First couple, they couldn't go to the Lady Spectacular. They couldn't go to the house class on Saturday night. They hadn't made a golf course yet. They're in the Garden of Eden. And God said, all you need is two words. God could have written a book and given it to them. God could have taken all the time he wanted to explain it to them. But he knew that two words would take care, leave and cleave. All right, now let's have a little examination here. Where are you? How you doing? Leave and cleave. Now I'm going to make you ladies feel better about it. It wouldn't hurt you fellas when the wife's washing the dishes. Grab a rag and dry them. I wouldn't do it, but you ought to. There's a certain age where you ought to outgrow stuff like that. You don't expect me to practice what I preach today, yeah? Did you ever try it? I promise you this. 90% of all of the marriage counseling that's done in America would not be done. 95% or more would not have to be done if two words would be obeyed. And these are commands of God. Command, like thou should not kill is a command. Leave and cleave. Leave and cleave. I hope some of you can't sleep tonight. Leave, cleave. Leave, cleave. Leave, cleave. Leave, cleave. Leave and cleave. That'll solve your problems.
And that's all that God, that's all the instructions that God gave to this couple in the Garden of Eden. Leave what? Leave mommy. Oh, but I love my mommy, he says. Won't you love your Goddy and obey him?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You can say what you want to, Brother Howes. I
didn't say anything. I've just been quoting what God said.
Well, you and I don't agree.
I'm just telling you what God said. I didn't ever say leave and cleave. God said leave and cleave. Now, when... Okay, look. Dearly beloved, we're gathered in the sight of God and these witnesses here. And act this man, this woman, husband, wife. Down they come, Father. And who giveth this woman in marriage? Nobody. Tell the truth. Nobody. Who giveth this woman in marriage? Well, her mother may, but I dead sure am not. You liar. I mean, are you prevaricator? And a liar, too. Who giveth? Giveth. Hey, giveth. Who giveth this woman in marriage? Well, I will, but that Jezebel I live with, she's dead sure not going to do it. Who giveth this woman in marriage? And then that groom comes down and extends his arm, and you place the arm of that gal in his. What you need to do is move to Hawaii, way, way away from them. We'll reorganize our church over there. They need us over there desperately. They need good churches. But what you need to do, next morning on a honeymoon, this is mommy. Are you all right, baby? And he says yes. Who giveth this woman in marriage? Who giveth this woman in marriage? Now don't lie. Tell the truth. Say we'll think about it. Say we'll let you know in 30 days. But tell the truth. Sure as I say this, somebody's going to do this. But tell the truth. Who? That's what it says. Giveth this woman in marriage. You know what giving means? Huh? Giveth. I gave that gal to that guy up there. He's stuck. And I'm as free as a bird. Leave and cleave. Shall we stand, please?